Episode 1072, The Wonderful Mess.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for some relaxation and restoration for your soul. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's all about the wonderful mess. How is it going for you? Are you just like scrambling? Oh my goodness, do I have some stories to share for you? But first, we just have to jump right on in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's easy to lose track of all that's going on with a busy schedule. Between shopping and activities, you're just in a big mess. It's so normal. But let's make it the wonderful mess. During the busy time of the year, holidays, or even just a normal day-to-day life, I find that we are wrapped up in all of our stuff. We all have lots of stuff, don't we? And some of that stuff is great. It's awesome. But sometimes we have those moments where the stuff is a bigger mess than we really care to admit. What's wrong with us? As I was shopping all day yesterday, with the exception of when we went to church, and thank goodness it was such a nice reprieve, and it just filled my spirit up, I was amazed how people were shopping for the perfect gift, but their attitude was a plain mess. You know, my son told me how surprised he was to see the grumpy people, the scowls on their face. When we would say, Merry Christmas, they looked at us like, you're weird. And I thought, well, you're weird for not saying anything. What kind of season are you living in? They were living in their mess, and they were simply fine with it. You know a few of those people? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's your next door neighbors. Maybe it's your husband. Oh, it could be your children. But we all have messes, don't we? Yet some are worse than others. But a mess is a mess, no matter how you look at it. The thing is, there can be better messes. You're probably like, yeah, right. How can there be a better mess? Well, it's when you include Christ. My son came home earlier this week, and he was so excited. He was telling me everything between tests and quizzes that he had to take and the plans. And then he's like, oh, Mom, next week is the last week of school before, you know, Christmas break. And he goes, we are having an Xmas party. And before he finished the us of the Xmas, and I was like, what? You know, it was just dragging out. I was like, you mean the Christmas party? And he's like, no, Mom, it's the Xmas party. I'm like, no, it's the Christmas party. And he looked at me with his eyes kind of going both different directions, and he was like, this isn't right. They call it, they wrote it down as the Xmas party. Well, I was quick to correct him, and I said, you know, do you understand what they mean when they say Xmas party? Now, a little backstory. I know it may seem a little strange, but when I write anything regarding Christmas, I always write it out in a complete word. There's no Xmas to it. That's how I was raised. Call me strange, I know, but I don't need to shorten Christmas. Christmas is Christmas. I don't shorten somebody's name and just put an initial there. I write their full name. So he really hasn't ever been exposed to Xmas. And now it's becoming more and more prominent. So, of course, I explained it all, how the X is truly crossing out Christ in Christmas. And without Christ, there would be no Christmas. And for those who don't believe in Christ, they're using it as an excuse to go shopping and buy things. But Christ makes Christmas. You know, we can all just go buy things, but we don't need an excuse to wrap and give gifts, right? But for some reason, we use it. Christmas exists because of a little baby, the Son of God, who was born of flesh here and walked on earth so he could know us completely, fully. It was a way to bring his word to life. That's absolutely incredible. So with that, of course, my son then said, yes, Mom, I guess we are having the Christmas party. I just don't know why they marked it as Xmas party. I said, well, just because you see it as that, you call it Christmas. He goes, I will. The world is already a mess, isn't it? We look at it. There's people hurting. There's fires. There's, you know, natural destructions and disasters. There's people who want to harm other people. We live in a mess. But with Jesus coming as a little baby in the flesh, it made it the wonderful mess. How are you living in your mess? Are you burying God under all the bows and wrapping paper, high-tech gadgets, and lots of sweet goodness to eat? Or are you choosing to include Christ in your mess? What does your day look like? Do you feel exhausted because you're trying to run your life of your own strength instead of including Christ? I know what it's like. I know those days. They can zap all your energy. You don't feel like you're accomplishing anything. In fact, you feel more like you're running in circles because guess what? You are. This is your reflection time, a time for you to restore your soul and your sweet spirit, for you to gather up, to move forward in your week, not backwards. God always wants us progressing. Practice makes progress, and every single day we have that opportunity, even in our messes. Because quite frankly, our life is a mess. But it doesn't have to be when you include Christ in your mess. Remember, there's always going to be messes in the moment, in a season, or in a lifetime. But when you welcome Jesus into your mess, it becomes the wonderful mess. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.